This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
When I saw one of our members have a stroke, that really got me serious fast, okay? It was a wake-up call for me. I don't know about you, but you know, every day is not promised. How many know that? Today you can be healthy, and tomorrow all of a sudden you have a stroke. You know, when I heard the news from about Sister Lisa, I was stunned. I was totally stunned and shocked. Now, brother who passed, we knew, you know, brother Roderico was sick. But still, that was a shocker too, because he went so fast, okay? But God had his hand on that situation, and you're going to hear about that now. And the Lord just reminded me, praise God, Brother Johnny. But we have to be serious, okay? We don't have time to... We need to enjoy ourselves. We need to have a good time, but we got to be serious about the work of the Lord. We do. So with that, I want to do something before I share with you today. I want to have Brother Johnny come up, and he's going to share a few minutes with you, because I believe something tremendous happened during the time that they were going through as a family with their father-in-law and what God did for them, okay? So he's going to share with you a few minutes. Amen.
First of all, I want to say thank God, because without Him, I will not go through in this situation. And second, I want to thank you for all you guys, because we felt the prayers. We felt, you know, the compassion of God. It's hard for me right now to express my feelings before you. It's easy to talk to someone else, but it's hard when you talk something, you know, about in your situation right now. But praise God for His amazing love, what He give to us. We stand in here before Him because He lives, because He rise and rose for us. Amen. I'm not going to preach. I want to share something like I experienced, you know, amazing moment which God, you know, was working for our family. I shared to Pastor Reese first time. He was amazing too. And he said, you know, you have to share to the church this. It's sad, you know, because the whole year, 2017, we was up and down. And the sadness part was on December 30 when my father-in-law, you know, passed away. But I'm happy. Why? We're going to listen, you know, in a few minutes. He was sick. And the doctor said, you know, it's not way. You know, from this point of medical and science, he said, it's no way to survive. I don't know how my father-in-law, you know, took this from doctor. And I saw, you know, he now was comfortable. He wants to leave. I remember in the hospital, I said, you know, Thai, because it's in Tagalog, you know, and he said, I want to leave. I said, yes, if you want to leave, I want to too. You know, we want you, you know, to leave. But it's not our will. It's God's will. And I was praying to God, and I'm sure you the same, you know. But finally, you know, God was, you know, His will to, you know, to take him. I want to share, you know, the moment for the last week of December that was tremendous for us. And I learned something in this, you know, moment. My father-in-law, you know, was living almost his whole life and not forgiveness. That is sad. See, it was a wake-up call for us. You have to forgive someone when it's not too late. That is important. No matter what. No matter what. If you want to be, you know, with God and His glory when He's coming, you have to let it go. I know people's going to hurt you. People is going to say something to you. But sometimes we keep in ourselves. We keep in our minds, in our hearts. But it's not good. And I'm thankful, you know, to God, because I was over there with Him. I did my job as a leader, as a family, and for us, our church. I'm happy for that, because I did something which, you know, some members of His church, they didn't do it, that, because they believed something else. I'm happy because my father-in-law accept the way to forgive, you know, two people. I want to share, you know, in this moment, because God, you know, spoke to me. You know, go pray for him. I went to him, you know, and I start to talk, you know, a little smooth with him to take, you know, easy. Because he was hard-headed. He don't accept, you know, another idea. But I pray to God, you know, I say, God, you know, please give me wisdom, you know, to not hurt him. And God give to me. I come close to him because he was in the bed, you know, and it was hard for him now to moving around the house. And I want to thank God, you know, give me patience, you know, to work with him and my wife too. And I come close to him and say, look, I want you know to pray, you know, for you. I want you know to read some Bible, some, you know, verses from the Bible. Is that okay for you? He said, yes. I said, thanks God. This is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity, you know, to share to him, you know, the amazing love, you know, what God gives to us, you know. And I prayed before, you know, God, give me something for him, you know, to compassion, to give love. And I opened the Bible, and I say, thanks God. In Psalm 119, verse 105, I would like to read this one. In Jesus' name, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Amen. It's not wonderful when, you know, God, you know, give this message, you know, for our soul. And he give, you know, secure, right? And promise, you know, I'm, you know, with you. You know, my word is your light and your path. Why? Because, you know, if you're in darkness, you know, you can see walking, right? I said, thanks God. From this point, God give me no words for him, right, to pray. And in this prayer, you know, I saw, God give me, you know, a vision. You know, because his heart was so close, you know, as a cube ice, you know. And he needs some, you know, heat to melt, you know, this ice of, you know, of heart. And praise God for that, because the power of our prayer, you know, break this heart, melt this ice, mm-hmm. you know, and he received the word of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God showed me, you know, he hates two people in his life. He hates. And I say, after I close my prayer, I say, you know, Ty, God wants you to take you, but it's not time now. And I say, because you have no two people in your life, You can't forgive, forget. And now is the time to accept that. No matter what. If you wanted to be with God, you need to be clean. Your soul, your heart, and your mind to be smooth and clean to take you home. If you want that, if not, I can help you that. Just this is between you and God. Then I left. I didn't know how God works with him in this moment. But I saw he received the message, the word of God. He understood that. That was in December 26th. It was a Tuesday. Then I was waiting someone from his church, leaders, you know, even pastor. I heard someone was at the hospital, you know, to pray. But I was surprised why they don't come home, you know, when he was, you know, in critical situation. That's what bothered me, you know. And I was still praying for him. Then, on Friday, God told me again, go do the communion. You know, for us it's very important communion, right? The bread and the wine. So I went to the store, I bought, you know, a small bottle of wine and with bread, and I did it that. And I said, God, you know, please help me in this way. If you spoke to me, you know, and you wanted me to do this, just give me, you know, some wisdom, you know, because they don't believe what we believe. For them, it's like a tradition. Once in a year, just it, right? So again, I pray to God, you know, and praise God and give to him glory because run smooth the way he wanted, not in my way, his way. And I want to say thank you because it went well. I come to him again. I say, Ty, look, I want to, you know, do something, but I'm not sure if you want or not. But I want to tell you this because, you know, I believe God wants me to do. And he was thinking, and I was wondering what he was thinking in his mind, what I'm going to say to him. I say, I want to do, you know, communion for you. Look, I have in here a little wine, a little bread. You want me to do this for you? He stayed for a moment and said, yes. Oh, thanks God. Thanks God for that. And again, I told him, you know, I read the Bible from 1 Corinthians about supper, right? The role of bread, the role of blood, you know. And he accepted, he took, and I pray. And I was, you know, feeling, you know, so bad for him and pretty because his stomach was big. Each day, you know, his stomach was growing, in a lot of pain. And most of the time I prayed to God, you know, to stop the pain. You know how hard it is when your stomach is hurt. Because from his cancer, he had pancreatic cancer. And each day I saw, and my wife was surprised, why his stomach is getting big. When he was moving, he was crying. And I feel so bad. I say, I don't know what to do. I give to him, you know, the medicine. And the medicine is, you know, works just, you know, a while. Then after that, again. And this moment, you know, some members of his church, you know, come to pray. Listen to these people. How powerful is the prayer when we have faith. I saw people come, you know, pray for him, crying like a baby. Nothing happened to him. Always he feel pain. My wife was surprised when we pray and we call the Holy Spirit upon him. He was, you know, feel different. And my wife asked him, how come when we pray for him, he feels different? You know why? You don't have to ask me that. Because we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Who works in us, through us, for people who need healing,
yes.
who needs deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right? That is our... oh, hallelujah. It's hard to say how to express, you know, my feelings when the Holy Spirit come upon us. Actually, in prayers, I start to pray in tongues, you know. So after all, you know, my father say, "Oh, I don't know what happened." You know, say, my wife say, "Tai, what happened? You feel pain?" No, I don't feel pain. I feel something like possessed, but I know the Holy Spirit possesses him, nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
So you see how powerful when you pray over some people, you know, in tongues, right? But thanks God, you know, he believe in our prayer, you know. And say, he say, when they pray for me, I don't feel like this. Why? Because they don't pray with the power. Our prayer with the Holy Spirit is from here to ceiling. It don't have power. Not at all. And I saw that. So I encourage you, you know, church, you know, when you pray, pray in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, first. Because God, you know, wants to know his presence to do something, miracle, deliverance. I don't know what, but we have to. I learned this. And this prayer, you know, God showed me two hands in his belly. White hands, nice hands. Nice than mine. You know, and he said he feels something in his belly. You know, I say, "Tai, pain? No pain. Not at all." And I say, "Thanks God for his magnific works." In that moment, his belly stopped. Even the nurse came and say, "His belly is not big anymore. What happened?" I say, "I don't know." You know, he was like Indian, and I don't want to go because maybe he's going to be scared too. So, you know, Indian people, how? I respect them, you know, but I don't tell him what happened. I say, "It's miracle, something miracle." And he accept that, right? So, at that point, you know, I say, I know it. God, you know, prepared him, you know, to go, you know. And I was a little sad in this moment, happy, because, you know, he accept God's way. You know, I believe maybe he's going to accept Jesus in his heart, because I saw, you know, his heart, you know, a man stand before his heart, you know. So I believe, you know, at this point he accept Jesus. You know, it's very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people accept Jesus, the last breath of their life, because his whole life was believed something else, but in the last moment he accepted Jesus. That I saw, right? Because he's not gonna accept the way I did. He don't accept the prayer in tongues. No, he was run away when I was talking about that. I don't know why, right? So after that, you know, and Saturday, that was the most important moment in my life, because I saw something powerful, what God did. Listen to this one. Saturday morning, something bothered me. And in the meantime, and during the week, I text to Pastor Rich, and even I call him and say, "Pastor Rich, if you have time, you know, Sunday to come early to do the anointing with oil." Yeah, why not? But Saturday morning, you know, something bothered me, and my wife said, "Well, what happened to you?" I say, "I don't know, it's something, you know, but please leave me alone. I want to, you know, be focused." And I was waiting for someone from his church, you know, to come to do, you know, to prepare him, you know, anointing is for preparing to this, you know, moment as a, you know, biblical. This is biblical, you know, anointing with oil. So I come, you know, with my wife to pray for him, you know, and he believed too in an anointing. So we did that. It was, you know, I know it when during the prayer. I know it is time to go. God showed me. Time to go. And because my wife was surprised, how come I was crying? You know, she said, "Did you see something?" I not really want to tell her because she's a little soft than me. I'm a little tough, like emotion. But I didn't tell her. But in my spirit, I know it. You know, it's time for him to go. You know, so that's why I come. I did biblical, you know, way. Mm-hmm. You know, with oil. So after that was in the morning, around noon. Then I came. I took my lunch, and during my lunch, you know, eating, I hear a voice. Just the letter Ja. Ja. I say, I look it around. I say, what happened? Then my mind went to his room to go. So I believe he called me. He called me. And I know it. I called my wife. She was on the phone, you know, some members, you know, family from Philippines. She was talking. Maybe she don't hear, you know, when I call her. And this moment, you know, my father-in-law was, you know, ready to go. And he wants me to be with him. And he wants my wife to be with him either. And I saw he passed away. I passed away. And, you know, my wife's hand is nurse, and she have that, what you call, to listen to heart.
Telescope.
And just during the time, you know, my wife came and said, What happened? I say, you know, your father has passed away. He's gone. I said, how? What happened? I was calling you, but, you know, maybe you don't hear. She said, you are sure, you know, he's dead? He's passed away? I'm sure, pretty sure. You know, I listened to his heart. No beat. Not at all. Maybe first time I listen with my ear, I say, okay, maybe I don't hear well. But with the telescope, come on. From the, you know, my aunt wife was nurse, so she had that one. So I'm pretty sure, you know, I hear clear, no beat of heart, no beat. And she started crying, you know, shouting, you know, and she said, Ty, God, come back. I say, baby, no, let him go. He's okay now. He's okay, I'm pretty sure. She's keep, you know, call him. But listen to this, people. He came back for a couple seconds. He awake, opened his eyes. Amazing. Because he wants to know to see her for the last time. I'm not making joke in here or making something. No. I saw with my eyes. He came back, opened his eyes, look at her, you know, and this time I say, baby, no, let him go. He's ready now. He's ready to go. Don't keep him. After he stopped, he closed his eyes and go. Was powerful. That.
Amen.
Amen. You know. So because I'm happy, because he's now went, you know, to God, you know, and peaceful. His mind was clean. His everything was smooth, you know, and was a lesson for me, for I think for everybody, forgiveness. So this today is communion. Mm-hmm. So think about, you know, you don't forgive. You know, you're gonna go, but you're not gonna be ready. what's going to be? What's going to happen to you? My father-in-law was almost to go, would not forgive him. He's not going to be with the Lord if he's not going to forgive those people. Hallelujah. I'm glad, you know, he went peaceful, you know, in his mind and his heart. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I think that's amazing. I don't know if you caught some of what he said. I mean, God just moved through our brother to bring healing to him, to bring forgiveness. And then, we're talking today about amazing grace. That was amazing grace at the very end when he was gone to come back just so he could what? See his daughter, who she was very close to him. I found this out in this past week. Annalisa was very close to her father. And that was, the Lord allowed that to happen for her. And then he passed. I mean, that's an incredible story. And we should not take that for granted, what happened, what he shared today. It's a special, beautiful ending to this life. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you. Praise God. It's just a beautiful, beautiful testimony that you had to hear. I hope you were blessed by what you heard. It should speak to your heart and your family. It speaks to my family because, you know what, we got issues in our family too. You know, we have a couple people don't talk. And it's sad, you know. It doesn't have to be that way. I even this past Christmas, I tried to bring some togetherness, and I was shut down, okay? Because just hate and bitterness is a terrible thing. It's ugly, you know. But we serve a God of healing, a God of forgiveness. And you just heard an example of what God can do. And God uses some of the difficult things we go through, and He turns them around for good when we let Him. That's right. That's right. So we thank the Lord for what happened there. All right. Praise God. That was a great, great testimony for us to be blessed with and to hear what God's doing. All right. I want you to turn to Psalm 65 with me. Who is ready to hear the Word of the Lord for this year for us, the new theme for 2018? Because here we go. Buckle up. Praise God. Get ready because you're going to be blessed. Amen. Psalm 65. We're going to be reading verses 1 to 13. My title for you is this: Goodness versus Terror. Let me say that again. Goodness versus Terror. Let's read the scripture here. We're going to read this whole chapter. I'm going to try to go through it quickly because I have other verses I want to bring to you. I'm going to try to get through this quickly as much as possible because we are having communion too. This is what God gave me for this year, for us, okay? So everything you're going to read with me, apply it in your mind and your heart to now, okay? This is what God is saying to us now, for us this year, okay? Verse 1, it says, Praise waited for Thee, O God, in Zion, and unto Thee shall the vow be performed. O Thou that hearest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come. I'm going to stop there because I want to comment on what we just read. This year needs to be a year that we understand that God, in His infinite being, who He is, praise belongs to Him. Okay? Whatever you're going through, whatever happens, it doesn't change the fact that praise belongs to God this year. Can I get an amen? And that you are going to say, Lord, this is going to be a year that I'm going to praise You. Amen? It's going to be a year I'm going to praise You because You're worthy of the praise that I should give You. Amen. And then he says here that there will be a vow performed. I want to ask you this year, have you made a vow to God? Have you made some resolutions? How many know most people make them every year? and they probably last a couple weeks and they're out the window. Okay? But this is serious, what we're looking at here. I want you to understand, when you make a commitment to God, that's what I'm talking about right now, not to me, to God. When you make a commitment or you make a vow to Him, that is very sacred before God. Okay? So I warn you today to be careful what you're going to say to Him unless you're serious. Because God will hold you to it. And I pray that as we are beginning this year that we are in now, that you are making a vow or a commitment to God about what you're going to do this year. Okay? I hope 2017 was good for you. I hope your relationship with God was good. But how many know today that it needs to be better this year? My relationship needs to grow. I need to be stronger this year. Amen. I need to be more committed. I need to put the excuses away this year. Oh, I didn't get an amen for that one. I need to be serious, because you know what? Whatever I say to God, God will hold that vow or that resolution that we make as serious. Okay? We have to serve Him this year with what? A greater capacity, I feel. Okay? Because the times and the seasons we're in are getting more serious. And you know what? Time is running out. How many believe that? I believe we're getting really closer and closer to the return of the Lord. So we see here what it says. It says, you know what, Lord? You hear our prayer. I believe this year God is going to hear our prayer. How about you? He did hear our prayer last year, and He's going to continue to hear our prayer this year, right? As we do what? Come to Him. So you can't just say that. You have to do something about it. He says that all flesh that comes to Him, God is going to hear that prayer. Amen. But there's a way we have to come to Him in this year. Amen. What is that way? Well, let's find out. It says in verse 3, iniquities prevail against me, and as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. As we come to Him in prayer this year, as we make maybe new vows or resolutions, right? As we come praying before God, right? Even though we're going to deal with what iniquities all around us, problems, you can make that word say a lot of different things. He says here, though, my transgressions, though, Lord, you're going to purge them out of me. How many want that this year? You want your what? Your sin to be forgiven this year. Amen. You want God to cleanse you this year like never before. Anybody here like that? Right? You say, Lord, I believe you're going to do what? You're not only going to just forgive me, but you're going to cleanse me and purge me. You're going to take away all my sin. Amen. Because I want to be pure in 2018. More than I was in 2017. I hope I'm getting some amens. I'm not hearing them, no. Amen. A purging. I want you to remember that word. I don't want to get caught up on it right yet. Purge. Okay? Remember that word today. Purge. Verse 4. It says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Oh, I hope that's me and you, right? We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. This year, amen, is going to be a year that what? We're going to be blessed with the house of God. Amen. It's going to be a year that what? The person who comes to church, it says, will be blessed. Amen. The person who chooses to come, amen, and comes and approaches the Lord in the right way in His courts, it says, and you know what? This year you're going to be satisfied when you come here. Amen. You're going to be blessed when you come here this year. Amen. You're going to have a desire to be in the house of the Lord, because this is what? His holy temple. Amen. This is where He dwells. Amen. And you're going to want to be here. Can I get an amen? Because you don't want to miss what God wants to say or do for you and for others. Amen. I ask you right now, last year, was that you? Did you have that fire last year? Did you have that excitement come in the church? Do you have it now? Amen. That you say, I'm going to go to church because I'm going to be blessed. Amen. I'm going to go because I'm going to be satisfied. I hope when you come here, every time you come, you are satisfied. Not because of me, but because of the Spirit of the Lord that's here. Amen. Because of the Word of God that is preached, that is here. I don't satisfy you. If you're looking to me to satisfy you, stop it right now. Because it ain't going to happen. Some of you might like what I do, and some of you might not. Right? But it's God in the house that matters. Amen. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's here that is going to do what? Minister to you when you come here with that kind of fire. Amen. That desire. See, you don't just come here as a tradition. Amen. It's not a ritual that you come here. And I sure hope you don't come out of duty here. Okay? Or you come because you want me to be happy. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's about your relationship with Him. Amen. And too many have backslidden. Too many have gotten cold. Even in here in our church. We've gotten cold. Okay? And it's time to get back on fire. Amen. It's time to get excited about coming to church and seeing what are you going to do today, Lord. It's about getting excited because I believe God wants to do miracles here. Amen. And He does. I believe what happened this last week, there were some miraculous things that Brother Johnny spoke about. I was even in there last Christmas Eve. I went to their house after service because Brother Ramel forgot a gift here. I didn't know what was going to happen. I just wanted him to have his gift. So I went there and I dropped it off. I forgot. Was it you, Johnny, who opened the door? I said, here, this is for Brother Ramel. He forgot his gift. And I was leaving. And all of a sudden, Annalisa calls me. Pastor Rich, wait. Come back. Dad wants to see you. I said, okay. And she said, can Sister Pilar come too? I said, well, Mom's in the car. So I said, I'll just come. Amen. And that was my opportunity to be with him and to pray with our brother. And he wept before me. He cried. He says, Pastor, they said, I only got 6 months. I said, no, we don't believe that report. You know how many today know that you never give up? Somebody got to hear this today. My pastor taught me well. I never give up on somebody's life. Never. Till God says, it's over. And that's what I said to him. I said, we're praying for you. You're going to be okay. God loves you. You're going to be all right. And he agreed with me and I prayed with him. Praise God. Who would have known that was the last time I was going to see him? But see, God put that together. Amen. God puts things together in our life. We do things sometimes and go, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. God knows what's before, during, and after. We don't. But God does. But see, we gotta pay attention. Sometimes we're not paying attention. We're just going along. But this year, amen, it's going to be more important for you to be like this person that is blessed coming here. And I'm going to just say this to you because I'm honest with you all the time. If you're not blessed here for whatever reason, then go somewhere else and be blessed. Hear me. Because if you come here and you're not blessed, what are you doing here then? Maybe this ain't the house for you. Because just because you come doesn't mean everything's roses. How many know that? And hear me sincerely today. I don't want you to leave. I don't want anybody to leave. But if you're not getting ministered here, you're not getting what you need, then maybe you need to make a change for the good of everybody. But that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I want you to come here and be blessed when you come here. I want you to be excited. I want you to be what? Satisfied. But again, only God can give that to you if you come with a right heart. And it'll happen here. Praise God. God wants us to realize that it's such an importance, right? I want to make sure you don't miss this. It talks about here what? Be satisfied with what? The goodness of the house. There's good here because of God, not because of me. Amen? When you come here, good happens to you. I should begin some amens. Lord, help me today. Some good. A lot of good, I hope. Maybe even great sometimes. Hello? What you're receiving, right? It's got to be satisfaction here. This is going to be the year for some of us where we're going to go to a new level in that, okay? You have to look at yourself and say, where am I today? As your pastor, I'm concerned about some of you. I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm concerned. Because I see passion is gone at times, okay? And that makes me look at me, Lord, am I messing up? Lord, am I doing wrong? Lord, is it me? Am I doing something wrong? What's going on with so and so or them? What's up? Right? See, we always need to look first. You know, when you point your finger at somebody, there's a thumb coming back at you. Yeah. So I've had to ask myself that this as we finish this year and go into a new year. Lord, I hope this is what you're going to do. And I hope, Lord, that we can all work because we got to have this love for the house of God. Amen. And if you can't love it here, well, then you have to ask some questions. Okay? I sure hope, though, you will. Because see, it has to be a love. How many know that today? When you come here, you come because you love to come. I love to come. Can I get an amen? I love to come, even though, oh boy, here we go. Let me put this over here. I love to come, even though sometimes it might be hard to come. Who's hearing me? Sometimes, I'll be honest, I don't feel like driving those miles. But I don't let my feelings stop me. Hello? Especially if they're fleshly feelings, right? Oh, I had a hard day. I'm tired. See, you can't. If you're the pastor, you can't think that way. How many understanding me today? But you know what? We should all think that way, regardless if we have a position in the church or not. This is the house of God. I'm going to come here, Lord, because you know what? I know I'm going to be blessed and I'm going to be satisfied because when I come in your house, good is going to happen. Amen. See, we got to have that in our brain this year as we come forward, right? This is a blessing. This is a place where what? We need to dwell. That's what it says here, right? It says that you may what? Dwell in the courts of the Lord. Are we dwelling? That means you want to live here. I've told you this before. I wouldn't mind if I was here 7 days a week. It's not hard for me to come to church. How many hear me today? Right? Because it's a special place. It's the sanctuary, right? But see, we have to be at that place. If we're not, we need to ask God to do something inside of us, right? I can't make that happen for you. Only God can change you if you're not there today, right? Only God. And He'll do it. Praise God. Let me move on here. I don't want to get caught on this. But I want to say this to you that, you know what? It's special though. The house of God is special. It's holy. Even though sometimes we don't act holy, the house of God is holy. It's supposed to be holy, right? His presence comes and it's supposed to be special because it's the house where He dwells in, right? But how many know today, unless me and you come, this is just a regular building. Because you bring the presence in. God is with you and me. And when we come, we bring Him with us. Amen. And His presence, the corporate presence is awesome. Okay? There's something about what? When people come together and then God shows up, the corporate anointing, it's special. And we need to have it as we move forward. Amen. Look at what God's going to do. He says in verse 5, by terrible things, in righteousness will Thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea? What does he say here? He's going to answer us how? With terrible things. I want you to catch this here today. He says what? Terrible things. You know what that means? Fearful and glorious things that will terrify the wicked. We won't be terrified, but the wicked will be. Amen? Because to us, the presence of God is beautiful because we're walking with Him. But to the wicked, when the presence of God shows up, it's terror. Let me tell you something today, church. The enemy's been trying to terrorize us. But you're going to see in the Scriptures today, the enemy's going to be terrorized this year. The terror is going to be flipped back on the enemy. Amen. And you're going to see it here today. I'm excited about that. How about you? Right? The devil thinks he's just getting away with what he's doing, right? And all those who are involved in that terror think they're winning. No, they're not. They're going to lose. And this year, it's going to flip on them. Okay? You watch what I tell you this year. Amen. It says God is going to show His power this year. That's what He means about terrible things. The terrible means good here. Okay? Don't take it as a bad when it says terrible. It means God is going to show His power. I want to see His power. How about you? Amen. He says we will see it in nature. We've already begun to see it in the signs of nature, right? We begin to see that in 2017, right? We had all kinds of things happening. How about the fires that we've been having? Let me tell you, God's going to get people's attention with nature, okay? Not Mother Nature, I said nature, okay? There is no mother to our nature. It's God. Let's get it right, okay? I don't have a mother who's called nature. I got my mom right here. That's my mother. Right? It says here, we're gonna see what? Hurricanes we've been seeing. Tremendous hurricanes that have done what? Devastation, right? Great signs in the earth, right? That have happened. How about abnormal climates? I don't have to tell you much about that. We just have had 2 weeks of unbelievable cold. It has not passed 20 degrees for like 2 weeks. 16 days, I just heard. Praise God. Today we're going to do it. We're going to almost hit freezing today. Amen. But this is what? Abnormal. Okay? Signs. Terrible things. God is going to what? He's going to show in these last days. Powerful things. He's going to answer us. When we say, God, help us to defeat the enemy, you're going to see great things happen. Okay? I'm excited about that. See, when His presence comes on the earth, it's going to get everybody's attention. And it is already. It's beginning to happen. It's going to get greater and greater. Let me move on here. He says in verse 6, which by His strength He setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. You know, everything about what's out there is by the power of God, right? His strength. Everything you see, right? But look at verse 7. This is powerful too. It says, which stilleth the noise of the sea. Who does this? God. He can still the sea, right? He can quiet the waves. He can calm the storm, right? It says, but look at this. Not only will He still the seas and the waves, but also He's going to still the tumult of the people. God is going to quiet the people. He's going to begin to silence those who are in a tumult. Did you get that here today? He's going to stop the tumult of the people. He's going to still them. You know what? God's going to cause wars to cease. And then He's going to have other wars to begin. Hello. All right? But God is in control. This year, He's going to show His power. Amen. And those who are constantly complaining and have this tumult spirit, right? This complaining spirit and protesting spirit. I took that as what He was saying here. God is going to quiet those mouths. Amen. God is going to put peace to those who just want to constantly war. This is the year. How many can believe that? This is the year, right? This is powerful. Praise God. He says here, they also, verse 8, that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and the evening to rejoice. You know what? People are in fear because of what is going on, right? But it says here that people in the remotest part of the earth, they praise God when morning comes, and they worship and praise God when evening comes. Meaning they just appreciate life. Hello. That's what's going to happen this year. We're going to just be thankful for what we have, right? Thankful that you get up in the morning and you're not sick. Hello. Thankful that you're awake and you can go to work today. Amen. And you're not in the hospital bed. Amen. You got a good job to go to work. You're thankful and you're blessed when it's morning time. And when it's evening time too. Amen. That's what it says here, what we're talking about. That people are going to just be blessed at that. Amen. They realize, you know what? A higher power is in control of all this, not man. Amen. And it says that they're going to rejoice. I hope we're going to rejoice this year. Amen. Have a better attitude, right? When you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. This is going to be a good day. Not, oh, I got to work 10 hours today. Oh, boy. I got to do this project and that project. We all go through that, right? Oh, I got meetings to attend to. Oh, I got too many appointments this week. Oh, Lord. No, be thankful that you got that to do. Amen. Have a good attitude and watch your day prosper. Amen. Rejoice. Have joy. Amen. Not say, woe is me, or oh, I'm tired. I don't want to. Attitude will determine your altitude, let me tell you, church. In the natural as well as the spiritual today. Your attitude will determine your altitude. I don't know who made that up. I wish I could say I made that phrase up. But that's a powerful phrase. Amen. How's our attitude as we start this year today? Let me keep going here because I know time is flying on us. It says, verse 9, thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Now begin to picture here what God is saying to us, what He's going to do. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God. How many want to see the river of God this year? It's going to happen. Amen. He says here, which is full of water. Some of us need some water this year. Amen. No more dryness. Amen. He says, I'm going to visit the earth. I'm gonna bless the earth, He's saying here, right? But I want you to take this spiritually too, that you know what? He's gonna visit your earth. He's gonna visit you. He's gonna enrich you with what? The river of God, if you want to be. Can somebody say amen? Amen. He says here that He's gonna prepare them with corn. He's gonna give us fruit. He's gonna meet our needs. Amen. The corn is going to come, praise God, when thou hast so provided for it. See, God's going to bring divine preparation on the earth and then give us what? Divine providence. How many want that this year? In the natural and in the spiritual. Amen? We need a balance, right? I don't want to just be blessed in the natural. How about the spiritual? I want it there too. Amen? I want the balance in my life, right? God, bring the rain. Hello. Bring the river of God. Oh, that's awesome, right? God's going to water, meaning He's going to take care of us, going to meet our needs, right? It's going to be a year of blessing for us. That's what He's telling us here. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. See, God is the one who does it all. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. It's all God. Amen. It's all God that causes the earth to be what? Prosperous. Amen. And how many know today it's God that makes us prosperous spiritually as well? This is going to be a year of it, praise God. God's going to bring what? Vegetation for us this year. There's going to be a springing forth, like I said, in the natural as well as the spiritual. Some have said it this way, there's going to be a surge this year. Okay? Remember I told you to remember that word. There's going to be what? A surge this year. How many want a surge in their life? In their family. Amen. Let me read you a little bit. This is one letter that I got. This is from CI, Christian International. This is where my wife and I go once a year in Florida. It says, Apostle Jane recently preached a message at Vision Church called Surge. Amen. Jane's message was inspired by Chuck Pearson's prophetic word to Florida and the nation in July of this year. Let me go right down to what was said. It says, But I say unto you tonight, I am drawing you together to create a surge in the heaven. And where darkness is trying to enter in, you will create such a surge that my glory will come in and overtake the state. That was a prophetic word that was given earlier this year by Chuck Pierce, who's a prophet of God, okay? And it had to do with what? What was happening in the natural. Let me read it to you. Hurricane Irma came in into Florida in September, and they experienced a storm surge on both sides of the state, inspired by this word that was given. And on the Apostle Jane's message, it says here that the Lord gave her a three-part message called The New Surge Forward. So what do they say here? This is a season to surge. That means to go forth. Amen. It's a surge is a strong, wave-like forward movement. How many ready to surge and go forward? Not backwards. Who's hearing me? God doesn't know anything about going backwards. It's always forward with the Lord. How many know that? He's saying it's going to be a year of the surge. Amen. Like a storm surge, it is a rising and swelling of waves. Okay? Picture it in the natural. Picture it in the spiritual. In this season, His church will rise and surge. I ought to get an amen from somebody. Right? That's going to be us this year. If you can believe God with me, it's not done yet. Verse 11. I actually don't have time to go into these other scriptures, but I had other scriptures. I'm not going to read them for time's sake. But look at verse 11, because this is the key verse, okay, for our message this year. It says, Thou crownest the year with Thy goodness. Who's going to crown this year? God is going to crown what? Our year with what? Goodness. And Thy paths drop fatness. What does that mean? That God is going to bless our year with goodness. And we are going to be able to walk in what? Divine supplies. Somebody ought to say amen to that. A year of what? God's goodness and divine supplies, right? This is what's going to happen this year for us who are walking with God and serving God with all our hearts, right? Because God is a good God. How many know that? God is a loving God. He's going to crown our year with goodness. Amen. Crown it. Meaning everything about it. You think of a crown, you think of a crown on a king, right? It represents something, right? Blessing, authority, right? Providence, amen. Needs being met, right? It says God is going to bless us this way this year, amen. I'm looking for that. The paths of God are going to bring forth fatness. See, when we're willing to follow God to the T, even though our flesh don't want to sometimes, that's when we're going to see what? The divine supplies in our life. Okay? Fatness, meaning abundance, is coming if we're willing to walk the way of the Lord. Walk the path of the Lord this year. Not like last year, to a better degree, a higher degree. Are we willing to do that? I hope we are this year. I hope I am. You know, I have to put my money where my mouth is. You ever heard that term? Meaning, I don't just need to say it, I got to do it. Okay? I got to put effort in what I'm saying here. You got to put effort into it, right? And you see the blessings of God. It says, They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. Again, he's talking about what? Blessing. Increase. Amen. About everything being prosperous. Amen. He's talking in the natural, but it's talking to us spiritually more. Right? He says, The pastures, they're clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. Amen. They shout for joy. They also sing. This is going to be a year of what? Rejoicing for us if we follow God with all our hearts. Amen. It's going to be a year where you're going to witness to people and say, look what God did for me. Amen. Look what God did for me. Look what God did on my job for me. Amen. Look what God did with my family here. Look. Look what God did with so-and-so, right? You're going to be able to share of God's goodness to you, to others, because He's so faithful. Amen. He's so good. You know, the Bible tells us, and I'm not going to have you go there for time's sake, but it says God is going to be, to those of a clean heart, He's going to be good. That's an important verse. We got to have what? A clean heart. When we're clean before God, God will bless us. Amen. How many want to be clean today? How many know we're not always clean? Hello. We're not always clean. Okay? Because we haven't arrived yet. How many know sometimes we do things that are not clean? Hello. I'm going to be real with you again. Sometimes we think things that are not clean. Hello. Right? But God says, I'm going to be good to the one who's got a clean heart. Amen. This is a year for me, for you, to walk in a new level of cleanness and purity before God. Amen. Bible tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's going to be good to us. Amen. But we got to be good to Him too. Amen. And then there's a couple scriptures. I gotta read these last few and then we'll go right into communion. But in Romans, it talks about the riches of His goodness. His goodness is so rich. Meaning, it's abundant. Never stops. It overflows, right? Your cup overflows. The riches of His goodness is bountiful today. Amen. But I want to read this verse. I have to read these last couple in Romans. Because this is what's going to happen. Remember the title, goodness versus what? Terror. Okay? In Romans 11, 22. You got to see this. Romans 11, 22 says, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. Catch that. Behold the what? Goodness and the severity. Okay? He says, but toward thee goodness. How many are on the goodness side? Alright? It says, toward thee goodness, if thou what? Continue in His goodness. We have to continue in His goodness, right? And we know today the goodness don't come unless we're good. To make it simple, right? We got to do what's right. We got to do what God wants us to do, and goodness will follow. But look at what He says. But otherwise thou shalt be cut off. Okay? Cut off. Severity towards those who are not walking in God's goodness. There's going to be a cut off. Okay? I don't want to get cut off. Amen. I don't want to be cut off or pruned or taken out of the picture. Amen. I'm telling you, this year you're going to see that. Okay? You're going to see God's goodness to those that God loves and is pleased with. And then you're going to see His severity to the wicked and the ungodly. Like we haven't seen. Okay? Where do we want to be? Oh, I sure hope we want to be in the goodness. Amen? We want to be in the goodness. There's going to be a time of what? When I talk about severity, I talk about what? Justice and vengeance is coming. Okay? To who? The wicked. To the castaway. Even to the one who knew God and went away. The backslider, right? Ooh. We don't want to be in that place. I don't want to have to deal with losing my first love, and that's why I'm backslidden, right? Man, if you stay in His goodness, what are you going to slide back to? There's nothing to go back to. It's a lie of the enemy that he gets people to believe there's better out there than in here. Amen? I'm talking what? In His house. Here's my last couple verses, I promise. If Lisa was here, she said, oh, Pastor, that's only your first couple. You're going to give us more. She always teased me. What she tried to always say to me is I had about three closes always to every message. Right? Don't ever believe a preacher when he says, I'm closing, until he's closed for at least three times. Right, Johnny? Now, I want you to see this. Go to Psalm 73. We're going to read these couple verses, and then I'm going to give you the theme, and we're going to have communion. Okay? I'm sorry I'm a little bit over, but the way the service went today, praise God. Look at what it says in Psalm 73, 17 to 19. It's talking here about the ungodly, the wicked. Okay? And this is what's going to happen to them. In verse 17, it says here, and this is a righteous person talking, okay? He says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Until I went to church, only then did I understand what was going to happen to the wicked, right? Because God brings what? Revelation in the church. God will bring you knowledge, right? He says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. This is the year that the enemy, the devil, the wicked, the ungodly, God's going to bring them into what? Slippery places. They're going to have no foundation. Oh, right now they might look like everything's going their way. They might have a lot of money. They might be, their plans are looking like they're working. But God says, ooh, I'm about to give them some slippery slide stuff. They're going to start to begin to fall on their backs and they're not going to know what hit them. Okay? He says here, thou castest them down into destruction. God says, I'm bringing destruction to the wicked, to the ungodly, to those that are following the enemy of our souls, Satan and all his cohorts. Now, look at this, verse 19. How are they brought into desolation? God is saying, he's asking, how is this going to happen? How are the wicked going to be destroyed? Look at this. As in a moment. As in a moment. Just like in a moment, you could be healthy, and in a moment, you have a stroke. Okay? God says, you know what? I'm going to bring desolation to the wicked just like that. It's going to happen in a twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen so quick they won't even know what hit them. They are utterly consumed with what? Terrors! What the enemy tries to bring on good people, on the people of God, is coming back to bite them. Okay? Terrorists, beware. Hello. Because you're going to be terrorized by the Lord. Amen. You're going to be destroyed in a moment when God says it's time. Right? He says quickly it's going to happen. The wicked, they're going to be in these places and in a moment they'll be what? Consumed. That's what we see sometimes in the world. But on the other way, right? Towards good people. Those who have are minding their own business and all of a sudden tragedy happens. A bomb is blasted, right? A van goes and runs into people, right? All kinds of ridiculous, crazy things that the enemy of our souls, you know who's behind all this, right? The terror, the fear, it's the devil, of course, right? But God says, I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to bring terror to the wicked. Oh, somebody ought to be blessed with that. Amen. See, the divine presence of God to us is awesome. But to the wicked, it will be what? It will be terror to them. Amen. God's going to take care of us this year like He did last year. Amen. The presence can be a blessing or it could be a curse to people today. I want to be in that place where it's a blessing. So I'm asking you today, goodness or terror? What do we want? I think it's pretty easy. Goodness. Amen. Here's what God is telling me this year. That this year is going to be a year of recovery for some of us. I want you to hear these words. A year of recovery. Amen. Meaning what you lost maybe in this last year or maybe it's been for a while. You've been losing, you think. God says, I'm bringing it back. Amen. You're going to recover what you thought you lost. Amen. Somebody ought to get excited about that. How about this one? It's a year of payback. Woo! Say payback. Amen. Man, God's going to pay me back. Hello. Not because I'm special, but because you know what? I got robbed. Amen. I got mistreated. God says, you know what? I'm gonna pay you back. What the enemy meant for evil, it's coming back to you. You got to be faithful though. Sometimes that takes years. Okay? Sometimes. Are you willing to wait if it's going to take that long? But God said this year, it's a year where what? God is going to avenge us. Right? God's going to avenge us for the past. Maybe from our enemies. Amen. It's going to be a year where you're going to do what? You're going to surge. How many believe that? Meaning you're going to go forward, not backwards. How many believe that today? Do you want to? You got to have a want to go forward. A surge. Amen. Meaning, man, there's power behind you like a storm is happening, right? Ooh. It's going to be a year of what? Increase and prosperity for many of us, right? Because of why? Because you're special? Because you're better than anybody else? Really? Because you got more gifts than anybody else? No. I already told you why. Because it's the year of God's goodness! Goodness! Amen. And what else? Divine supply. Amen. This is what he's saying. This year, Johnny's going to like this one. This year, damage will be done to the enemy's camp. Somebody got to hear me today. Damage! Not food damage. Damage to the enemy, right? Praise God. It says, our enemies will be terrorized by the Lord this year. Hallelujah. So here's my theme for this year. Here's the word the Lord gave me that we're going to memorize and keep it in our mind this whole year. It's this. We will be crowned with goodness and a divine supply as the wicked and ungodly will be terrorized in 2018. Praise God. How many are blessed with that today? How many can believe that? I'm going to say it to you again because some of you, you're looking at me like something's wrong here. Amen. But it says we will be what? Crowned with goodness. And a divine supply. Somebody ought to say amen, Pastor. Keep preaching like that. As the wicked and ungodly are going to do what? Be terrorized this year in 2018. I think you ought to give God some praise for that. Amen. Thank the Lord today. Praise God. Because it's going to be a good year. Amen. It's going to be good. Praise God. But how many know, to everything I gave you that was so good there, there's consequences. Right? We have to do our part. God says, if you do this, I'll do this. Okay? Just because you confess something, but you don't do what you're confessing, won't mean a hill of beans this year. Right? We have to do what we say and say what we do. Amen? And we need to follow God's plan in our life, every part of our life. And when we do, we will see His goodness and His supply. You will not lack in your life, okay? You will not lack because you're in God's will. Praise God. Let's prepare for communion. Maybe we can call those that are downstairs up.